This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because when I want my spicy shrimp pad Thai, I want it on time. Because, baby, there's no time like the present, especially when it's pad Thai related. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. On time, pad Thai, baby.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto renew at $9.99 each month. Starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimums apply.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
All right, Chris.
All right, hello there. Welcome along to another snooze fest. to be a supporter of, I don't know, any team that's making signings at the moment. How are we feeling about the window? This is Leicester Till I Die TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. YouTube is Leicester Till I Die TV. Please give us a subscribe, as it says there, and smash those likes and click that notification bell. And if you are listening on catch up on any podcast platform, I think we're on all the major ones and many other ones that I've never even heard of, half of them as well. Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast figures are absolutely amazing. Maybe that's because you prefer to listen rather than look at me. I can't blame you. I will just ask you one thing, though. Please support our sponsors.
Leicester lead again! The goals are flowing here now!
The Leicester Till I Die shop is now open.
For all your Leicester Till I Die merchandise,
visit the Leicester Till I Die shop at our website.
Indeed. And it's great for you guys. 5% discount if you join the Leicester Till I Die Club. There should be a link just below there somewhere. It says join, become a gold member. Ooh. And you get 5% discount off all your Leicester Till I Die merchandise. If you fancy the How the Devil Am I sweatshirt, T-shirt, but there's loads. There's absolutely loads. You can also get intro and outro videos for just $6, which is converted at the moment to about $4.95 at introchamp.com. Introchamp.com. 10% discount off all your gaming accessories, whether that be buttons, cables, or controllers. You can I don't know. I'm too old. I don't play on that anymore. You can get a 10% discount if you quote it's in the description on YouTube. Quote the code and go to faithfulgrips.co.uk and 3retro.com. You can get all your retro England, Leicester, Barcelona, Man City, whatever it is, shirts. They are all there for you to buy retro style. Good evening to Scott. How are you, sir? Welcome along. What's going on? Absolutely nothing at the moment. But I do want to talk to you about two players. Dennis Pratt, we did touch on him yesterday. And Harry Wilkes at Tottenham. Now, we'll start with Dennis Pratt, first of all. So it doesn't look like he's going to go to Torino. He had a deal. He was there last season. I think they can't afford to buy him, is the bottom line, Torino. And, of course, we were linked with one of their defenders, and we're going to use Dennis Pratt as a mate weight in the deal, but that's not going to come off now by the look of it. So Dennis Pratt is now being linked with, and I'm just going to have a look here, where are we? There's so much rubbish and hardly any true things here. It's another Fiorentina. Serie A side, leave the club soon. The midfield looks set to join the Italian club despite interest from Torino, with whom he spent last season as a loanee, making 24 appearances. According to Italian journalist Fabrizio Romano, hey, you know him, friend of the channel, negotiations between Leicester and Fiorentina will reach key stages soon after reports that talks between Torino broke down over differences in how the clubs wanted the deal to proceed. It said in Italy that the Torino's offer did not match the valuation Leicester set from the Belgian central midfielder. And if Pratt does complete his move to Fiorentina, he could become a teammate of Real Madrid striker Luka Jovic, with the Italian side on the verge of signing on loan. There's not a lot of money happening in Italy, is there? It's all sort of loan deals. They are struggling cash-wise. Scott says, you beat me to it. No players coming in and looks as if no players going out. Well, tell you what, guys, if you're watching, let me know who you would let go. So the players that you would not mind if we let go. I mean, are we getting back to, and we touched on this yesterday when I was talking with Craig, and he may be popping in again later. We were talking along the lines of this. Well, we seem to have got it in our heads that it's a rebuild, but we think that Brendan said refresh the squad. And there's a bit of a difference. Refresh could be a couple of players. Rebuild, you immediately start thinking 5, 6, 7, 8. My droop loving baby is driving. No, I'm getting to steps. I'll leave that for Dan at Turf Moor House. But I just wish something would happen. I am slightly. Everybody said, "Oh no, don't worry till the middle of July." Blah blah blah. But I mean, we kick off in just over a month now. You know, it's about 6 weeks we are kicking off, and we need the players to come in, and we need them to settle. because not everybody's going to do a Fofana and come in. Good evening to Rennie. How are you, sir? Are we close to signing Charles de Coutier? Who knows? Who knows, Rennie? As he said there, I wouldn't hold your breath. I agree, Scott. I wouldn't at all. Hamza, well, he's again going out on loan by the sound of it to West Brom with that great tactical manager, Steve Bruce. Who knows? And we know we need a young centre-back, Levi Colite, for 15 million. Yep, I agree. He does look a good bargain. Now, let's just go through again the newspapers and what they are saying. Please keep coming in with those names about who you would like to see leave. Just to get a drink, won't be a second. Pratt looks likely. Would you keep Mendy? Let's ask about Mendy. Would you keep Mendy or would you keep Hamza? Facebook user here, I don't know if he's going to introduce some youngsters. Let's be honest with you, they've not done us bad, have they? Luke Thomas, Kieran Jusby, all Harvey Barnes, they've all done us proud. My worry is that this is the third season of Brendan Rodgers as manager. And everybody says, of course, that, well, he's a two-season manager. He's got to get it right. After last season, he's got to get it right. And I don't mean, you know, he needs to go and win the Premier League, but he needs to have a good showing after last season. And is it a bit risky bringing the youngsters in? But like I said, you know, if we got the team back, and here we come back to the refresh rather than the actual rebuild, if we get the majority of the squad back like we did at the end of the season, we were putting four and five goals past teams again. Now, yes, there were Watfords and Norwiches and all, et cetera, et cetera. But we were struggling to beat them earlier in the season. So, you know, only, like I keep saying, only time will tell. Okay, so let's have a look. What is going on in the wall down at Filbert Way? Let's have a look here. They started off this morning talking about Wilfred Ndidi's return. I mean, that's going to be, we've missed him, haven't we? Let's be honest, we have missed him. And if he's coming back, is that going to be like an extra signing and getting him back? Who knows? Who knows? But he could be coming back. He's returned to pre-season training. And it raises the hopes that Leicester City will be able to field a fully fit first team when the new Premier League campaign begins. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Leicester City fielder Dennis Pratt will leave the club soon, as we said. We've Serie A side Fiorentina working on a deal. Right, Chelsea transfer hinges on Leicester completing deal for £15 million player. So, Leicester City will battle with Southampton and Everton for Chelsea defender Levi Colwill this summer, but a deal could depend on doing one first. Not being rude there. The 19-year-old defender has attracted interest from the Premier League after being at Huddersfield last season on loan, where he had a good season. The Daily Mail have reported Leicester City are particularly keen on the young defender this season. Rodgers currently has five centre-backs on his book, but the futures of Soyuncu and Yannick Vestergaard are under intense scrutiny. The reports from the Mail claim that Vestergaard will need to be offloaded before City can pursue Colwill. Interesting. Interesting. So we're back to the question we were asking before. Do we have to sell to be able to buy? I'm just watching the telly here. I'm going to keep throwing some names in here. Lingard, he's on a free. I'm obviously West Ham are favourites. Would you look at Lingard? Let us know. Let us know. City are going to need to offload plenty here. It says if City don't want any players in their squad, we're left without the ability to play. As we do indeed know what happened to Mendy last season. as was the case, then they would need to sell alone out as many as 14 players this summer. They currently have 33 over 21s in their squad, and if Rodgers is planning 6 transfers, that would take the number to 39. I can do the maths. Actually, I was reading it. To get that number down to 25 to fit the Premier League squad number would take some doing. Should they increase the squad numbers? I mean, I don't think we're going to get another one where injuries as bad as last season anywhere. And obviously, everything was COVID affected. But it does, you know, you do ask the question, do we need to have bigger squads than 25? Leicester City are yet to make any, yet to confirm any incoming transfers. No shit, Sherlock. Plenty of players have been tipped to join City since the end of the season. Something that may attempt a move for Boingard, and you know I can't pronounce these names, so I'm not even going to attempt to. Boingard is West Ham United's signing of Aguard. The Moroccan defender joined the Hammers on a 5-year deal this month, with David Moyes reportedly paying $26.6 million. Aguard, 26, made 40 appearances for the side for Bruno Genesio's side last season as they finished fourth in the league earn. And were knocked out of the Europa Conference League in the round of 16 by Man City. He formed a solid partnership with 22-year-old warmed Omar in defence. We can see he's a joint third lowest goals in France's top division. So we're now waiting on other clubs to make signings, for us to make signings. It is the silly season. Picking our favourite players. No. Real Madrid and Leicester City transfer close as forgotten man set to seal the move. They're on about Dennis Pratt again. Get rid of that one. We've read that. Chelsea transfer hinges on Leicester City completing deal for £15 million player. I do like this Levi Colwill. I think most people seem to like him. I mean, he had a good season last season at Huddersfield. In fact, I might have to have a chat. We have a Huddersfield fan who's a friend of the channel, Ryan. We could have a word with him because he was there last season. And then we've got the Boingard story. I think we've basically covered everything. Where we at? Why Leicester City may need to offload 14 players. Headline, the Mercury is getting terrible. So there we go. Let's just have a look at some chats, and I will bring the next player in that I want to talk about. Bertrand Vestergaard would be high priority to move on. Chowdhury or Brighton would be ones I'd consider. I know what you're saying with Albrighton. We could have sold him last season to Burnley. Burnley showed a very strong interest and would have really been happy. You know, Daniel said he would have really been happy to get him there. But we still got a problem with this right wing at the moment. And I think, I mean, whether Albrighton will go, he's at the back end of his career. Is he going to sort of be at Leicester as part of a super sub? A bit like Jamie Vardy, is he going to sort of come on late in games? We know he can still, you know, put a ball on a sixpence when he crosses it into the box. But I don't, you know, I think he played a lot the season before last, but I think that was because Under was very much not trusted by Brendan to do the job. He was underrated. Hey, bum bum. So I kind of get what you're saying, Scott, but I do think Chowdhury, Albrighton would stay. I was quite impressed with Hamza. I wanted him to leave, then I didn't want him to leave. I think he did, you know, well when he came in. And this is what I don't get with Rodgers. He comes out and saying, like, oh, he's got his arm around him after the Liverpool game. He was, you know, played out of position in defence, blah, blah, blah. I just, you know, he's then not picked again for the rest of the season. I just don't get it. But I do, again, I do like Mendy. I do like Mendy. And I think if we're going to have cover for Ndidi, then I do believe that, it should be Mendy, I think, for me. He's never let us down. Although he said that, in fairness, Choudhury, you know, his red cards that he always had in him, he's getting that out of him. And you might go say, might go on loan. West Brom are very, very interested. Steve Bruce seems to like him. He wanted him at Newcastle. He now wants him at West Brom. Maybe he'll go out on loan. And who knows? He might come back a better player. Probably not with Steve Bruce, eh? Probably not. Spencer, good evening, sir. How are you? I would keep Choudhury if Mendy is on his way. I think most of us seem to think it's an either-or situation there. Excuse me, my voice is terrible. You know, it's either Mendy goes or Choudhury goes. Like I said, I was worried about Choudhury because he always, I thought, had a red card in him. But he seems to have sort of got that out of his play now. Brendan seems to have sort of taken that out of him. And Mendy, I just think Mendy, he distributes the ball better than Ndidi. But, you know, Ndidi is obviously the main one that, you know, he's top at actually tackling and getting the ball back. But his distribution, it often has to be a short pass for it to go anywhere. Mendy, I do feel, starts, you know, breakouts a lot better because he's got that ball and he's got that pass in him. But it is Hamza or Mendy. I think it is one of those two will go, and I think the other one may stay. And it may be a case that Mendy wants to go. You know, he did in the January window, and you can't blame him when he's left out of the squad completely. And then he goes and wins AFCON. I was like, to you, Brendan. Scott here says, for me, Mendy is more versatile, and with his performances against Chelsea at the end of the season, especially the battle he had against the great Kante, I'd keep him over Hamza. Good point there, Scott. Excellent point. Rene, we touched on this yesterday, Rene. My thoughts, and Craig disagreed with me here, but my thoughts are, my thoughts were we get rid of Kasper and move everybody up one, because I think Danny Ward would be a good keeper for us. Yes, Schmeichel is a class stopper. We know that, but he also, he's also cost us quite a few goals. Yes, he saved us quite a few, but he's also cost us quite a few. He won't come off his line. He doesn't control his box like he used to. He's useless at kicking out. So because he can't kick out, and maybe this is why probably Rodgers gets him to play the short balls out to defenders, how often, at least two or three times, he's cost us a goal. So, yeah, I wouldn't be overly sorry. Anthony, good evening, sir. How are you? There's 2 months left of this window, so Brendan Rodgers will take his time, bring in a few players here and there, and will be players leaving, but try to replace them is hard. I just think the clubs that do the business early on, and in fairness, I know you're an Arsenal fan, Anthony, because you keep reminding us, but I've been impressed. They've got their business. They've got a lot of their business done early. We should have players in now that can start the pre-season, getting them in a week before, and they can't settle into the team and get a feel for the team and the game, like the kind of thing. You know, they've got, like you say, 2 months, so they're going to have 8 weeks of game time if we've got them in now. Now, if it's the case that, as we've said, the money's not there, and you've got to appreciate that we have lost a lot of money, Leicester, and like I said to you before, you know, we were dining at the top table for the last two seasons. And whilst we were there, we were buying sort of champagne rather than Blue Nun. Albeit own brand champagne, we were getting the bargains. But, you know, if we haven't got the money because of the COVID and the tourism business that our owners are in, just come out and tell us. Just come out and say, you know, guys, we're going to have to maybe pull our belts in. It's the not knowing. As everybody says, it's the hope that kills you. we just hope that we can make a signing. Scott is replying to Rennie. We have plenty of quality goalkeepers coming through the academy. Iverson, yeah. I mean, to me, like I say, Casper goes, Iverson moves up to replace Ward. Ward moves up to replace Schmeichel. I've actually got a show coming up planned where we'll be going through the wages of all the players and who we can afford to let go and who we can't afford to let go. Who's our most highly paid player, who you can probably guess, and who is our lowest paid player, which I was surprised about. So that's coming up over the weekend. So, we'll be talking about that probably Sunday night. Sunday night we'll be talking about that. I've got a new guest coming on for that. Scott, I see Soyuncu would be more, and I think Soyuncu would be more beneficial to keep. But I understand if we sold Soyuncu. Yes, I mean, do you know what? With Soyuncu, like I say, to me, it was the perfect, the way we broke him into the team was perfect. He came in, we knew Harry Maguire was going to go the following season. He had a season to get used to the England, to settle into the English way of life, to, you know, make friends and watch how the game's played and get on with his teammates. And then Maguire left and Soyuncu came in. A couple of good seasons. And it, like, not just him, but a lot of people had a bad season last season. And we can't judge him on that. If we had a choice of keeping him or letting him go, honestly, I'd sooner keep him. I would sooner keep him. But Real Madrid, eh? It's a big draw. It's a big draw. Right, we've got a few comments to catch up on. I would, obviously, I don't think Luke Thomas is going anywhere. That would be silly. I'd be happy if we signed one or two players. Yeah, I'm saying that, Rennie, and I think, you know, now the players are coming back to form, as we saw with the last four or five games, we don't need as many players as we possibly did. And I still think the, we need to have a refresh was a warning to some of his players rather than actual fact. Chris, question for you. Would you look to be moving on Perez or maybe Iheanacho? As both may struggle for playing time. Yes, and I'm not sure. Every time I go on to, and I'm going on a lot of Newcastle, I'm actually a mod for one of the big Newcastle channels. John, who comes on this channel, he's coming on next week as well for a debate show we're doing. John Sinclair, great Newcastle fan, great guy, lovely, lovely guy. Every time I go on there, I always put in the chat when I'm modding, anybody want Perez, please, somebody take Perez from us. And they won't take him back. I'm trying for you guys. I'm doing my best. So Perez has got to go. He really has. Especially if we sign Luckman, then, you know, Perez is just... there's a good player in there, but he just doesn't suit the way Rodgers plays. And you've got to accept that sometimes. You know, when a manager comes in... The thing that obviously is annoying is the fact that Rodgers bought him. But, you know, hey-ho, Slimani, Musa, etc. Anthony, Chris, would you be better off selling Ward, the goalkeeper, to bring Cash in and have Iverson as a number two? No, not for me. I know some people would, and Craig certainly would. We discussed this yesterday. But Craig, he thinks that we would get more money for Danny Ward. Of course, he's an international. He was number one choice before he got injured for Wales. So that was a bit of a shouted out to you. Wales, wasn't it? Wake up. No. So he would bring us more money. And like I say, when we look at the wage situation, we would save a lot more money letting Casper go. He's on a hell of a lot more money than Ward is, believe you me. And yet, I mean, Casper, he will go down as one of our great goalkeepers up there with Banks and Shilton. And Wallington, you know. But no, he would. Seriously, he would go down as one of the greats. But we've got to accept, you know, time catches up with players. Mark Albrighton, Jamie Vardy, their time will run out. And I say run out, basically, they're just getting older. I know Jamie Vardy absolutely defies age, let's be honest with you, but he's not going to be able to play 38 times a season, 90 minutes plus cup games. We know that's going to stop happening, and we know that probably Daka will come into it. So, you know, no, for me, Kasper, he's a good shot stopper, but mistakes have crept into his game. He can't distribute for Toffee. He distributes worse than Royal Mail. You know, 9 times out of 10, it goes out of play. So he has these short balls to the defenders, fellow defenders, and he cocks a lot of them up. He's cost us 3 or 4 goals this season doing that. He doesn't control this area. He doesn't come out for crosses. And I think it's starting now, where his saves are always up here and his, you know, mistakes were down here that cost us goals. It's kind of, you know. And maybe, you know, last season, he's the captain as well, you see. And I don't like goalkeepers as captains. And you've got to look at it and go, he's got to concentrate on controlling his area, not worrying about what argument's going on the halfway line. We should have a captain out there that's doing that. That's me. And I'm just going back, Scott, to Iheanacho. I feel for Iheanacho. I really do. I totally do. I mean, he's a good player. Top goal scorer for us last season. Two up front, him and Vardy, at the end of the season before last, were on fire. They were the top partnership in the Premier League for those final games when they both played. And it was one of those that it kind of fell into Rodgers' lap because he kind of had he doesn't like to up front, but because of the injuries, he had to. And we would not have finished fifth if it hadn't been for Iheanacho that season. But of course, Brendan being stubborn arse that he is, I'm going to go back to one up front. Well, it kind of worked with having two up front, Brendan. No, that was just because we had to. I'm going to go back to one up front. So I would keep him. I would keep Iheanacho. But then again, I would play to up front. All going on about Schmeichel. Are we signing Luckman permanently? You know, the thing, and again, I've got to say credit to Craig for saying this last night. Do you know what? I don't think Luckman's a priority. 2 points that Craig very correctly made. Nobody else is coming in for him. Now, maybe that's the fact, that's what, you know, you could call it the Tielemans effect, if you like. The fact that Leicester have had a bad season, nobody's looking at our players like they had been for the last couple of seasons. He's better on the left than he is on the right. That is, when he played for Fulham, and Fulham, before he got injured for Fulham in that loan spell, he was their player of the season. We spoke to a Fulham fan and he couldn't speak enough about him. But we've obviously got Harvey Barnes. Now, you could say, would you drop Harvey Barnes for Luckman? Now, maybe if we had Europe, obviously got more games then, that would be, and games closer together, that would be a possibility. But he can play right, he can play left. We know we've got a problem on the right. The Berardi rumours seem to have sort of chilled down a lot, so I don't know what's happening there. I'd buy him, you know, if it's 15 million for him and we paid 15 million for Vestergaard, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? It's a no-brainer. DJ Nick, hello. We'll be having Fabrizio on the show this summer. Maybe he knows something more solid than we heard, so regarding transfers. I am in talks with Fabio at the moment as we speak. Another email went off to him earlier on today. So, yeah, I am talking to him. He has agreed to come on. It's just sort of clearing it with his bosses. And obviously, he's very busy at the moment. But, yeah, we will be having Fab. If I can get him on, the funding is in place because, obviously, he doesn't come free. We have to pay him. So the funding is in place there. And we are literally just I'm waiting on him. And he's waiting on his bosses to say whether we can or we can't. Yeah, we do need a right winger. Chowdhury seems more comfortable in a centre back role than a centre defensive midfield. He played well against Liverpool in that defensive role. Whether he can keep it up or not, I don't know. Rennie says he agrees with me. I'm not sure regarding what, but thank you very much anyway. We've covered a lot of things. Would you be better keeping Mendy for backup? He's a good player and strong. Give you that depth and balance in your squad. You did say this at the start, Anthony. Yes, indeed. I like Mendy. I think he didn't throw his toys out the pram when he wasn't picked to be in any squad at all for us. He bided his time. He got back in January. If we'd included him in the European squad, who knows? You know, indeed, he's a great player, but you've got to accept that sometimes when these players actually, you know, get injured, we do need to have a second string there, obviously. And what I was saying before, it's Hamza or Mendy. It's Hamza or Mendy. James, good evening. How the devil are you? Well done last night on your win over Liverpool. It had to happen one day that Everton beat Liverpool. It just happened to be in my quiz. So well done on that, sir. A lot of first round ties to go, but we'll get you your opponent soon. Just a sidetrack, of course, if you follow this show regularly, you'll know that we are doing this at Leicester Till I Die. We are covering the Women's Euros. Let me just take that comment off. Yeah, we are covering the Women's Euros this summer, starting next week on Tuesday with a prediction show with Louise, and then the England game the following day. We'll be doing the watch-alongs for all the England games as far as we go. I'm trying to get Paul Konchesky on because he actually obviously an ex-Leicester player, and he is also a QPR women's manager. So I'm trying to get him in. And, of course, we are being sponsored in our coverage by 3 Retro, who supply some of the best retro shirts going. I know the club sell them themselves now, but before they did, I mean, this is one of theirs. I don't know if you look, you can fully see it's an old England one. I fill it out quite nicely. I need a bra. I do know that. But they've got Barcelona. They've got Manchester City. They've got all the top teams, and including Leicester, of course. So get over to 3retro.com. But I was saying that because England are 3-0 up. There's 78 minutes gone. They've got a friendly against Switzerland, and they are 3-0 up at the moment. One a penalty and two from open play. Right, so going back up, and let's just catch up with a lot of these here. I think Brendan's biggest problem is if he sells Casper, who will have as the captain, as unfortunately not many leaders on the pitch. I see Evans. Yeah, I mean, Wes was captain, and he was suffering a lot of injuries at the end. I would definitely have, without doubt, my first choice captain would be Johnny Evans. Without a doubt. And then after that, if he is injured, you just look at it per game. You know, if he doesn't turn up, if he's injured for one game and Tielemans is still there, give it to Tielemans. Give it to Jamie Vardy. You know, give it to one of the more experienced players. So, yes, I don't like, but you know, I don't like goalkeepers, captains anyway. James, very kindly, there, please hit the like and subscribe. Anthony, who you saw earlier, is joining me hopefully at 9 o'clock for our next show, which is the Chat Shit Get Bang show. It's at 9:30 tonight. I hear you say, what is the Chat Shit Get Bang show, Chris? What is the Chat Shit Get Bang show, Chris? There you go. I told you I could hear you. It's the... Do you remember Saturday morning TV? If you were of an age like I am, you'll remember the first one and the best one, Tiz Was. Today is Saturday, watch and smile. I was on that. I actually won a Tiz Was token on that. And I was also in the Tiz Was summertime special. They printed one of my jokes. And you know what my jokes are like. They were no better then when I was a kid. Basically, I got into the Tiz Was summer special with, what do you call a bull when it's asleep? a bulldozer. I know, but it got me in print. What can I say? I haven't improved since then. But if you can remember that, then that's basically what Chatshin Get Banged is. SMTV, for those of you that are older, it's going to be totally anarchic. We're going to talk about anything. If it's football related, fine. If it's not, we don't care. We're just going to see where the chat takes us. We've got a couple of things to get us going. And then, like I say, we'll just see where the chat does take us. We could be talking favourite chocolate bars, countries, women, whatever. Talking of women, I don't know if she's in Sky today, but Sky are asking us who our favourite Brazilian was. I must admit, to me, it was a young lady I met about 40 years ago now. Sky are going, who is your favourite Brazilian player in the Premier League? You can tell it's a quiet news day, can't you? Let's just catch up with some more comments. If Perez stays, we can't sign Luckman. Different sides of the pitches, though. So I don't. Well, financially, are you probably? I wouldn't be surprised if Everton come in for Kelechi, Spencer says. Well, James, Everton fan, he's in. I guess you would take him. I don't know, because you're about to lose Richarlison. And Calvert-Lewin could also be on the way. It's what you don't need when you're having a rebuild, to lose sort of two of your strikers. I think a lot of teams would come in for Kelechi. For me, just don't sell him. Two up front, Brendan. Two up front. Give it the old, as I said, the old page three going over. Get two up front. Yeah, he will, Rene, eventually in time. James Perez is too hot and cold. Yeah, he certainly does. You summed him up there. I take it you don't want Perez then. Mike, good evening, Mike. How the devil are you? Welcome along, sir. Hope you are well. How is the dart and tennis coverage going? If you like your darts, if you like your tennis, get over to Mike's channel and watch that. I was going to do, thinking about doing a watch along for the final, but we haven't got any English players left in there after 2 days, have we? Thank you so much for your kind words as well there, Mike. And it's Mike Green's YouTube channel. Get over there to say if you like your darts. That's, as he would say, being Welsh, he is the channel to follow. Let's have a look at some of the comments here. I dare say, Chris, we wouldn't have won the FA Cup without Iheanacho. Yeah, of course. I mean, he scored the penalty. He won the penalty, in fairness. So, yeah, we probably would not. But we also wouldn't have won the FA Cup if Rodgers had been playing Tielemans, where he's had him playing all season in that defensive role. I agree, Luckman isn't the main priority for Leicester yet. That's the thing. We want him, but he isn't the main priority. Facebook, Terry, hello, sir. How the devil are you? The dog and the wife as well. There's a conspiracy that Woodkin has been kidnapped to stop signings. One for Bradshaw later. Yeah, Brad, who does the old Brad, we know Brad Jesus on my channel, co-presenter, got his own channel, A Matter of Opinion. And tonight it is conspiracies, not football conspiracies, just any conspiracies. You know, like the landing on the moon, JFK, Princess Diana. You know, is Perez an alien? I mean, you've got all of those. Do we think we sign Nani? No idea. DJ Nick, one of our best players last season was KDH. His introduction was only really forced on BR after injury. Maybe if we don't sign anyone more, can improve. Well, yeah, we said this earlier, Nick. We did say this earlier. How many times? Like I say, he didn't want to play Vardy and Nacho together, but he had to because of injuries. So we know he's stubborn. And I think he regrets, I did read somewhere, that he might actually regret not having played Dewsbury Hall earlier in the season and giving him a chance. And that's maybe why you're quite right, Nick. He may start with some youngsters again. Spencer quality shirt, that is. It is one of my favourite England ones. I got this off Free Retro today, and I also got, which was the 1998 World Cup. The old one where Beckham got sent off for having a flick on the pitch. Dirty boy. I also got the 1966 home one. So I got the 1966 away, the iconic grey strip. Or denim, was it called denim or something? It was one of those. It was like our grey strip is opal or whatever. It wasn't called grey, but I've got that, which was iconic. But I've also got the home strip now as well. Like I say, 3retro.com. They support the channel, so please get out there and give your support to them for any of your retro shirt requirements. International club and even continental clubs. Scott is agreeing with DJ Nick. Can we bring our vodka and our Charlie Chris for later? Bring what you want, mate. You bring what you want. Anthony, Tiswas, was that with Chris Tarrant? No, I don't remember it. That was with Chris Tarrant. And was also with a very nice young lady who I think when we were sort of 10, 11 watching it, we probably didn't appreciate at the time, Sally James. And there's a big adult audience for it. I think they were just watching it for her. And in fact, of course, they brought the adult version out, OTT, which went out on a Saturday night. And it didn't work. I mean, you know, with Tiswas, it was hinted at, it was funny, you know, because there's a lot of jokes are aimed at adults and kids wouldn't get them. It was kind of, but when it was actually out there and it was being said, it just wasn't funny. So OTT wasn't. And of course, if it's SMTV Live, of course, you had Holly Willoughby on there. Oh, yes. We have our own Sally James / Holly Willoughby because Maisie will be joining us on the show as a regular co-host on this particular show. So Maisie will be coming along. It'd be great to have her back on the channel. She's not been on for a while. Scott, don't see us buying anyone that is currently with the European club, i.e. places in the European leagues. We still need to find Mahrez replacement. We never really have done, have we, Rennie? Let's be honest. James, I wouldn't mind Inacho, but can't see him coming in. Leicester should keep him. I totally agree. I think you should be a Leicester fan. I'm going to make you an honorary Leicester fan here, James. As for Richarlison going, I'm sad he is gone, but he deserves his move at a better team. I mean, I'm saying exactly the same with Tielemans, to be honest with you. If he does get a move to a bigger club, you know, sometimes you've got to put your hands up and go, yeah, the players deserve to move on. Connor, good evening. How the devil are you, sir? Welcome along. Thanks for popping back. And Scott says Mark Albrighton is too slow and he's getting old. Like I say, maybe on for the last 10, 15 minutes to run at the defence. Okay, let me put a couple of names out there. Now, this I've got to be honest with you. It's not a reliable source. In fact, it's probably one of the most unreliable sources on the internet. I probably trust the Sun more than this lot. But 90minute.com, and I say that as somebody that used to write for them, he's going on about Yuri Tielemans. Where was it that I found? I'm sure it was 90minute.com. Here we go. Yep, 90minute.com. Got it on the right screen now. Tottenham ready to sell Harry Winks. Everton and Leicester among interested clubs. Now, I don't know enough about Harry Winks. I'm going to be totally honest with you. And this is why I never do. You see, a lot of shows do, when you're doing a preview show, they do the joint starting lineup. I'll never do that because I don't know. Once you get past the England players, you know, I know Harry Kane, I know Sterling, etc., etc. I don't have any interest in players, unless we're going to actually seriously be linked with them or we're considering buying them. I'm not bothered about players from other clubs. I don't want to know how good they are. I don't do fantasy football, so that doesn't bother me. Rennie straight away is in there. Don't sign Harry Winks, please. I did have a Tottenham fan considering swapping Winks for Perez. Maybe that kind of sums up that link. But like I say, don't worry too much because It is 90minutes.com. But he is probably a player that Tottenham won't be sorry if he does leave. Harry Winks, I think, well, we've only got one no. Two no's if you include myself, but that was 90minutes.com. Connor obviously does know Harry, so, well, not personally, obviously, but if you need, remind me which team you are, Connor. I can't, I've got West Ham in my mind for some reason, but I don't think you are, and I can't, well, it's a sheep, which makes me maybe think Derby. Let me know. If you need someone who is tidy on the ball and can distribute and recycle the ball, well, then Winks is okay, but there is better out there for the money. Yeah, I mean, like I say, it is West Ham. I thought it was Andy. Yeah. Well done, mate. Hands off Tielemans. We did that yesterday, didn't we? James said, we were supposed to be go for Harry Winks, but Frank Lampard has turned it down. He's suited to Everton more than Leicester. Been linked with ex-Manchester United. Yeah, we have. I was coming on to that. Well done, Scott, for reminding me. Yeah, we have been linked with this player. Forgotten Man. They are calling him. Del Boy, good evening. Just before we go on to that particular player. How's the crack? Is that what you say? I can't remember what you think. How the devil are you, sir? Welcome along. If you, just for the laugh, to be honest with you, even if you're not an Arsenal fan, get over there and make sure you give Del Boy Gunner TV a like and subscribe. I go over just to watch them. I mean, you know, it'll probably be boring if they win, but I actually like watching them and they lose it. But I've got to be honest with you, do not watch it with your kids. The language is a little, you know, when they say, you know, the following program includes some bad language. Yeah, you could say about Del Boy, the following program includes some non-swear words every now and again. But Del Boy, it's great to have you on, mate. Thanks very much. The way most Arsenal fans are going on, would you, on you would think we are after signing Jesus Christ. I mean, I know. I know I take the piss out of Arsenal fans. It's all banter. You've had a good transfer window, I have to be honest with you. And if you do get, you're welcome, little boy. If you do get Tielemans, I just wish you'd hurry up. I really do. But again, he's not the top of your priorities now. But I think you've not had a bad window at all. And I know there's so many people there that are Arteta fans, but. I think it was a bit like Moyes when he took over at Man United. That Arsenal squad that Arteta inherited was out of control. I'm not an Arsenal fan, so I don't know, but it seemed to have troublemakers in there, and he is slowly trying to turn things around. He's bringing youth through. I just think, give him a couple of seasons at least, and, you know, extra two seasons, and if he doesn't do it, yeah, maybe then he deserves to go. Forgotten Man United talent can solve long-term Leicester City problem with free transfer. Yes, Leicestershire Live. This summer marks 4 years. My God, 4 years since Riyad Mahrez said his farewells at Leicester City and joined Manchester City for 60 million. So I guess that means it's 3 years since he was sat on the floor at Paris Airport, waiting for his agent to ring him so he could get on a plane. Oh, Riyad, you ruined your legacy at Leicester. You ruined it so much at the end there with your attitude. The Algerian winger, let's get past licking Mahrez's arse. He's not a Leicester player anymore. Basically, what they're saying is we've never signed him. Manchester City were in pole position, Leicester were in pole position to sign Club Brugge attacker Charles de Clerter, and PSV's Noni Manduke attracting interest for his performances in the Netherlands. You mentioned him earlier, Rene. But with funds needing to be raised to land players, City could turn to former Manchester United winger Adan. Why can't we just buy Smith and Jones? And just to say, it ended up 4-0 to England women over Switzerland. Scott got a goal in the 94th minute. Not Scott here, of course. I don't know. Was it you, Scott? So Adnan Januzaj has for added quality in their attacking areas. The Belgian is now a free agent after his contract at Spanish side Real Sociedad expired, putting an end to his 5-year spell there. So we're going a bit back then, aren't we, Leicester Mercury, to say that, you know, X-Man United. Yeah, but 5 years ago, come on. Being a free agent, the winger would only cost Leicester City the wages that was agreed. Last season, Januzaj completed an average 2.7 dribbles per game and managed 2.49 shots per 90 minutes in the Sociedad side that finished sixth. Those figures don't exactly get me excited. But that's another one we've been linked with. Is another one. Honestly, I think if we signed Mo from EastEnders, I'd be happy at the moment. That's how bad things are getting. Let's just go back. Have we linked with Aurier to replace Yuri? Corner. So is defence and midfield the priority for Leicester this transfer window? It's got to be. It has got to be, Connor. We've got strikers. We've got Vardy. We've got Daka. We've got Iheanacho. We've got George Hurst possibly coming back and staking a claim. So, yeah, it has. It has got to be. Anthony's supporting his fellow Arsenal fan there. Says Yuri might be going to Man United. I don't know. I mean, he wanted Champions League football. There's no Champions League qualified team coming for him this season. So the options are that he goes to, well, West Ham have come in for him, but sorry, Connor, I don't think he'll be going West Ham. He's either going to go, you know, it's the Conference League. And I'd be, don't get me wrong, I'd be love to be in the Conference League, but I don't know that's what Yuri's looking for. So you've got Arsenal in the Europa League or Man United in the Europa League. I think Arsenal suit his play more, and Arsenal are further down the track of rebuilding their team than Manchester United are. You know, we know Harry Maguire was a good defender. He broke into the England team when he was with us. We know that he is good, but he's gone into a United team that was actually awful. Does Yuri want to do that? Does he want to go into Man United team that are awful? I would say I would probably say he's better off at Arsenal. Arsenal are further down that rebuilding line. And Arteta, I mean, they get Jesus. I mean, what a signing. What a signing that would be. Well, it's not going to be. It's going to happen, isn't it? Dembele was pretending he's on a free. Manchester City will win the Premier League with Haaland. I mean, I hate to say that we've come to a point where we are looking at free transfers when we finished eighth in the Premier League and got into a European semi-final, only going out to the eventual winners. But maybe financially, that's what we've got to do. But you know, the free transfer, yes, of course, you can do more on the wages. We're going to look at that Sunday night. We are going to look at that. We're going to look at the wages for all the Leicester City players. On set pieces, is Rodgers where defending his zonal or man marketing? It started out as zonal, James. That's why we were so shit at corners, because nobody knew what the hell they were doing. And then he makes a substitution, brings on Vestergaard in the 92nd minute as we are defending the corner, and nobody knew who was taking over what zone. He then tried a bit of both. didn't work. And he then went back to man marking. But I've got to say, in fairness to him, that he didn't have the options. And that was the thing. You know, maybe with some of the defenders he had available to him, he had to go zonal. I don't know. I, I, it sends shivers down my back. I'd rather not think about that. Liverpool have turned down for Yuri. I don't think they need him anyway. We want to be like Man United with five left backs, says Anthony. Lingard, he's on a free. He had a good season, didn't he, at West Ham? I think West Ham did their best to try, go in and try and get him, and they couldn't. And they didn't want, Man United didn't want to sell. Don't understand. Honestly, business. Do the businessmen run football clubs? Yeah, let's not sell him, Lingard. Let's keep him for a season. Play him maybe once or twice, and that was as much as he played. And then at the end of the day, we'll let him go next season and get nothing for him. Wow. Wow, Man United. Great, great way to run a football club. So, there we go. Keep your hands off Lingard. Well, I mean, I always remember Lingard being a bit of a lazy sod. You know, when he was playing for a contract, he was out of his skin. You know, and when he came to West Ham, obviously he wanted to move. He wanted to get out West Ham. Let's face it, you know, European side last couple of seasons, as good as Leicester were. Yeah, he came on loan, Rennie. He did come on loan. Yeah, I mean, Anthony, yeah, like Anthony says, we've got Madison. Could we push Lingard onto the wing? I don't follow his career enough. All I remember is that everybody was saying that when he's playing for a contract, he plays absolutely out of his skin. Once he's got that contract, he gets a bit lazy. We've had players like that at Leicester, haven't we? Yeah. Oh, my God, haven't we just had a couple of strikers like that? But yeah, we have got Madison. So, I mean, you wouldn't play Lingard over Madison, but... And we haven't got Europe, so we've got to accept maybe that where normally if we were in Europe, we might sign five or six players. We're only going to buy three or four. And please don't get excited. Like I said, it was a squad refresh, not a squad, not a squad rebuild. And there's a big difference between the two. I'm still waiting to hear anybody that tells me what their favourite Brazilian is. I'm just going to leave that with you guys. Just tell me what your best Brazilian is. Brennan Johnson has signed a new 4-year contract at Nottingham Forest, according to the Times. Not signing a 4-year contract with the Times. Barcelona to Gazump, Chelsea for Rafinha. Man United transfer update here on De Jong, Mousier. Who's Mousier? Never heard of him before. Man United got linked with him. And Eriksen. Let's have a look what they're saying about Eriksen. Christian Eriksen is deciding whether to accept an offer from United or remain at Brentford. No mention of the fact that Leicester have put an offer in. And this is on Sky. So whether we haven't put an offer in, who knows? Don't you just wish, though, that the club would come out and go, do you know what? We haven't put an offer in for Eriksen. Don't get excited. You know, he's not one we're after. At least then we could move on. I hope that kills you. Juve yet to agree Pogba transfer. Get rid of him, my God. You say Harry Maguire wasn't worth 80 million. How much did Man United pay for him? What a bad player. Paris Saint-Germain are going to extending Neymar's contract. And it automatically renews. Sunderland have signed Arsenal defender Daniel Ballard. Another player Arsenal have lost. One in, one out. Barcelona have made contact with Leeds, apparently. And that kind of is it. West Ham waiting on Lingard call. West Ham are still waiting on a decision from Jesse Lingard. The Hammers feel they've made a good offer and remain hopeful he will sign following his release from Manchester United. Lingard scored 9 Premier League goals in just 16 starts for West Ham in a low spell in the second half of the 2021 season. Good figures. The forward automatically becomes a free agent tomorrow when his United contract expires. What a day it's going to be tomorrow. Eriksen contract expires. Lingard, all the free agents become available as of tomorrow. Connor says, I thought Leicester had money when it came to transfers due to your owners, or do you rely on selling in order to buy? No, we used to have to many, many years ago, Connor. 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even early 90s, we had to sell. Well, we were out of business a couple of times, so we had to sell to survive. No, we don't. We don't have to sell now. You know, we don't have to sort of, if somebody came and said 10 million for Tielemans, we'd say no, because we don't have to sell at the moment for the money. It's just that their business is duty free at airports and hotels. That is the backbone of King Power money. Plus, they've also obviously got the second club. Don't forget the second club, OH Leuven in Belgium. But, you know, it's the fact of the matter is that we have to accept, you know, if they were into in owners that were into oil, if they actually ran a country, then obviously it would be different. But their business is in tourism, and tourism has been badly hit, obviously, with COVID over the last 2 or 3 years. So they haven't had the money to spend. So, you know, we know we've got the money. We spent 40 million on Tielemans, but unfortunately, next season, we've just got to maybe bite the bullet. We've got to tighten the waist in a little bit. Yes, but yeah, basically, Connor, that is it exactly. Heavily, they have been badly affected by COVID. Absolutely. One player I know we seem to be interested in League One side, Reigns young forward, El Belal Touré. Not going to lie, I haven't got a Scooby-Doo who he is. If it wasn't for them pesky kids. Anyway, we might be fifth in Premier League table without Europe now. Yeah, I mean, that's what Arsenal said last season, wasn't it? And I am using that argument, and I think so is Brendan. You know, well, I'll just go back and what Arsenal said. We're not in Europe. We're going to get into the Champions League. Maitland-Niles, it wasn't... The Arsenal fans that are in the chat, he's gone somewhere, I thought, Maitland-Niles. I know we were interested in him, and you wouldn't sell him to us at the end of the season before last, if I am right. But I thought Maitland-Niles had actually gone. Yes, he has gone, as I thought he had. And Connor says, League One has some bargains right now due to French League losing their TV deal. I didn't know that. So you can't watch League One on French TV. Wow. So, yeah, maybe that's where we need to be looking. Maybe there's another Fofana out there. As we always say, guys, I'm going to wrap it up now. We will be back tonight at 9:30, as you can see down the right-hand side, and we will be back with this. Chat shit, get banged. 9 o'clock. No, it's not 9:30 this evening. You can catch us. Myself, Dan, Anthony. Oh, we're going to laugh at Anthony because he's an Arsenal fan. So we can. There's one topic straight away. I'm going to say Holly then. That'd be nice having Holly Willoughby on. And Maisie. 9:30 tonight for a bit of the old. Oh, yes. 1st of July tomorrow, my ex-wife's birthday. More importantly, it's when all the contracts run out and players, if the contract is running out, they become free agents. Lingard, Eriksen, there's a lot out there. So we may have some news tomorrow. Who knows? We will wait and see. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. If anything happens, we will cover it here on Leicester Till I Die TV. And on Sunday night, it will just be the Sunday chat show. Thanks very much for watching. As I say, don't forget Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube. Thank you very much for watching. And if you're listening on Amazon, Apple, Google or Spotify or any major podcast platform, it's Leicester Till I Die. Thank you very much for doing that. And don't forget, please support our sponsors. They support us, so please support them. If you want 5% discount on your merchandise from ME Sports, they do all the Leicester Till I Die merchandise. Become a gold member and you get 5% off anything in the shop at leicestertillidie.com/shop. Intro outro videos are available for just $6, which is about $4.95 at introchamp.com, and you get 10% discount on all your gaming accessories, whether that's leads, whether that's consoles, and you can have them made and decorated to your own specifications. That's faithfulgrips.co.uk. There is a code you got to quote, and that's in the YouTube description below. And as we say, if you wanted one of these shirts, or you want a Leicester shirt, there you go. Look, you can see my boobs. A Leicester shirt, a Barcelona shirt, an England shirt. I believe if you need to wash your car, they've even got some Scotland shirts as well. Ouch! Ouch! Doug hasn't come in the chat. Doug, and if you do watch this on catch-up, I doubt you will, because you've got a little thing going on tomorrow in the fact that you're getting married. So congratulations, Doug. All the best, mate. Have a great day. Hope it stays dry for you and sunny. You and Rebecca have a lovely, lovely day. And like I said, whatever you do, just take 5 minutes to sit back and take it all in, because otherwise it'll all just fly by in a blur. My other advice is don't do it. I'll see you at 9:30, guys. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Take care now. Support our sponsors. Goodbye, and don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Good night.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
For watching these videos are tremendous. You better like the duo. I'll be back.
Seven on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is foul.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.